Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. There is more content to cover than there is time in the day, and I only got 1 hour. I would love to have a longer show, but the more time in doing a show, the more dedication and time in show prep and so forth. In other words, it just consumes a lot of my time. And what I want to do is I just want to use this show. So we have these segments or these episodes, like today, it's kind of more on marketing, like yesterday was all about marketing. Then we get into content shows where we actually go through the documents. The point of a marketing show is to get you to beg yourself the question, what is it going to take for me to get involved? The content shows show you all the facts, why I assert what I assert, that the states can do this, we can save our Constitution, we can restore all of our liberties and lift America to a level of heights that are unimagined by even yours truly, this host. I see the potential of our Constitution and our Constitution Republic taking the world on a trip of individual liberty and individual sovereignty that will basically convince the whole world that liberty is the only direction. And what I mean by the world, I mean the people of the world. Not the power brokers, not the manipulators, not these big corporations. You know, the day will come when we will be back into, you know, family farming, and small businesses will become the beacon of liberty, because globalist corporations are all about enslaving us. And as they become bigger and bigger conglomerates, like as we look at some of these world conglomerates, BAE Systems, a company I work for, they become far less beneficial to the working man. They may give you a decent salary, but they've gotten rid of their retirement. They may, you know, the ways we used to actually have good things coming from employment, you know, we're on a path to slavery just in the corporate world. I see that, but I see government actually forcing us into that direction, to where the intent is to pull all these corporations into the national entity. Because once global communism starts getting its footing, then corporations go away. Labor unions go away, because it's the government that will run everything. That's the intent of communism. That's one of the reasons why people have constantly, over the past century, has warned people what socialism is. It's only a portal that takes you to communism, where everything becomes nationalized. The only reason nations have been able to pull from its grips is because of America and the moral and the light that we radiated to the world. Now, as we embrace it, when we fall, we will drag the world with us. So, this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. I could easily go into monologues that would just take hours and I could never get anywhere. All of these things are true. All of these things that I am telling you are brass tacks truth that you need to become a part of the solution instead of continuing to be a part of the problem. I know that there are many listeners that are a part of the solution, and I thank you. We can always do more. Look at your opportunity costs. Look at the opportunity. Instead of watching television, what can you do in contributing to the solution? This is how we all have to start thinking. We have available time in our day. What can we do to contribute to the solution? One of the best ways, I'm going to tell you, one of the best ways is getting other people. You never know. The guy that you might get or the gal that you might get into becoming a part of the solution in getting the federal government into its framework with Republic Review, that person may be one of the most integral persons that get involved in this. It could be the next Thomas Jefferson that becomes a huge leader in becoming the champion for Republic Review. So why are you not getting other people involved? And I know many of you are. We want to help encourage you to continually challenge everybody who is a like-minded thinker, who recognizes the peril to say, you know, if you're tired of, you know, complaining, if you're tired of watching the problem grow, get and become a part of the solution. Change your life and become a part of the solution. Start listening to this message, because once you understand that there is a solution, one, it gives you hope, and hopefully, hopefully you get involved and become a part of the solution in growing and doing it, because it's all about action. As I'm just going to jump through some of these things, we're planting seeds for Constitution Day, as you know. Our listen line number is 605-562-4209. We do have a sponsor. It is Red State Coffee. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, where we have Red State Coffee and we have our crowdfunding, which is GoFundMe. Those are ways you can support us if you want to. I am begging you, please get involved in the politics of the dark red states. You're going to be introduced into candidates that are going to be coming up in Wyoming and the Dakotas or what have you, whatever we can do, and the influence that we have at this point in time. And we're begging and asking you to please support these challengers that are going to knock out rhinos. We need to go rhino hunting, and we need to make rhinos extinct. That simple, my friends. It literally is that simple. I also want to get into some of the details. So before we get into a break, I want to just start diving into the content, because I got a lot of content to go through. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I didn't get a chance to talk about in the past couple of episodes, is Trump's declaration of the state of emergency and how this is growing. This is an evolutionary process. Go look at history and how FDR used the crisis and contributed to the crisis and created more and more problems, and how we were convinced that more government was needed, more federal government, and the growth of federal government's reach into our lives grew. That's how we got Social Security. That's how we got all of these destructive policies put into place, all violations of the Constitution. So with his state of emergency, well, let's look at some of the facts that we know. Supposedly, it's freed up $50 billion of your money to supposedly combat the virus. Now, I can tell you, when every time I've seen the money, and has, if you track how it's been spent, it may be different with Trump, but I know with Obama and Bush, it went to pay off loyalists for green energy, for the TARP funds, for the union workers in the automobile industry. I'm just saying that this $50 billion that we actually see coming, you know, being loosened up by the federal government, that's your money, and how it's going to be used, because when they start throwing money at problems, it usually pays people off, pays loyalists and other people to, you know, get out there to, you know, help their cause. Now, one of the things that's coming out of this are the regulations regarding the length of stay in hospitals are now being waived. In other words, insurance companies can no longer dictate, oh, you've got 2 days, you got to get out. Now, what's really funny knowing people that are in the medical industry, if you're homeless and you go in and you have no insurance, the hospital, will, 9 times out of 10, especially these religiously ran hospitals, will keep you in there for months. We have seen residencies of homeless people, drug users, going in there and being put on free drugs, and they act like they're in a hotel. I'm not kidding. They literally ask, can you do my laundry? You know, can you go and fetch these things for me? I need some conveniences. And it's like these people don't get it. They're only there to be cured of a problem. They're not there because this is the Hilton or the Marriott or the Wyndham or the Hyatt. These aren't resorts. These aren't hotels. But that is their paradigm. We are catering to them. Anyway, but regulations regarding the length of hospital stays are being waived. Visits to nursing homes are now being suspended because we don't want somebody that could be a carrier before they even know they've got the virus. That's why we have to start identifying everybody that was in the room at the time and then get them to identify them, call them out to say you must be self-quarantined. If you don't, we will ticket you and we will pick you up and then take, it's almost like drunk driving. You're taking a huge risk and unnecessarily exposing people. Stop it! If we took these types of preventive laws, like I was saying in the last episode, if we went down that path, we would probably be able to stop the dramatic spread of this and actually cap it off. Anyway, we're at a hard break. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Okay, so there's these economic factors as well, right? We know, as we were just talking about, this is what's spinning. These are the whirlwinds that are churning away from Trump's declaration of a state of emergency. We already know that there's, these travel bans and so forth. We'll get into that, but how about a total freeze? Did you know that they put a total freeze on interest for $1.5 trillion. There's even talk about suspending payroll tax for the year. Even though this may go, this will probably go into the summer, maybe, where we have completely zero cases, new cases, and, you know, we're on the mend from this process, probably within a few months, but for the year. Now, letting people keep their money, the hard workers getting to keep their money, I think that's a good thing. But not at the expense of racking up the debt. I think we have to be completely and utterly responsible of maintaining our fiduciary responsibilities. The purchase, here's another thing that is being done. There's going to be a purchase of billions of barrels of oil for our strategic reserves. We have to rebuild those things because, oh, guess what? Obama and Bush allowed our strategic preserves or our reserves, I should say preserves. I'll take jam with that if you don't mind. Anyway, they're buying oil. The question is, and I haven't found any evidence, are they going to restock the granaries and silages so that, you know, for the CCC, it's the commodity of something that's, it's a part of the Department of Agriculture. We have strategic reserves of food. And Bush in 2007, Bush in 2008, and in 2009, they were basically dumping the last of those reserves under the Obama administration. So it went from Bush to Obama, pumping grain into the food chain system. And what this did was this helped keep the cost of inflation of food down. And what happened in 2010 when all of a sudden the cost of food rose? Well, we had the Arab Spring, which caused a whole bunch of commotion. And we all know what ended up happening. It became this movement of awakening of Islam, that Islam was going to become building the caliphate and all of that. That didn't necessarily happen, but I think that was possibly the intent, is to the unleashing of caliphates in Islam. But anyway, historically, what also happened was as the Obama administration was pumping arms and goods into these Islamic radicals in Libya, we had all of these other things coming up. And as people started complaining, the people that complained died. Well, who was the ones that complained and died? Well, Gaddafi, the head of state, was allowed to be executed and dragged through the streets. We have never, as a nation, stood by and allowed that to happen. I mean, it's one thing for Gaddafi to maybe go to court to be tried like Saddam Hussein, but it's a very barbaric nation that allows its head of state to be just killed through the mayhem. We also saw our ambassador and other Americans die, all to suppress the information that the United States, through NGOs, was pumping guns and ammunition and military type of goods. In other words, if you remember, go back and look at those old ISIS videos where you saw ISIS driving through the desert on these brand new American trucks with machine guns and other armaments mounted to the pickup or to the beds of these trucks. Where did that come from? Well, it had to have come from Japan. Or no, China. Yeah, that's right. No, Russia. We're not talking about Yugo trucks here, my friends. We're talking about Dodges. We're talking about General Motors. We're talking about American automobiles. Well, what was happening in America in the automobile industry at the same time? Oh, well, that's right. They almost went bankrupt. All of a sudden, government was buying, or these non-government entities were buying that in armament. You know, when you start looking at the big picture and the macro and you start connecting the dots, it all spells out. It has nothing to do with liberty, and it all spells out manipulation and government overreach and doing things that they had no business doing, killing people and trying to manipulate circumstances And then going around and, you know, having the narrative, oh, it was because of a video, right? I mean, we're revisiting some of this stuff historically. But I'm here to tell you that when you see these things, these become the whirlwinds of the crisis that, you know, get out of control, let's say, or maybe it's kind of controlled damage, right? You know, you get this car all revved up and then boom, you jump out and it goes into a crowd of people. Anyway, the purchase of billions, my point was, the purchase of billions by Trump, and this is a good thing in rebuilding our strategic reserves. Is he going to do the same thing with food? I don't know. Medicare and Medicaid will begin to allow doctors to start billing patients by using telemedicine. In other words, instead of you going into the doctor's office, you can actually report. Maybe they can send you really quick, so you have it in a day, a test that you can, you know, give yourself and send it off. It goes into the lab, and then the lab themselves actually verify whether you possibly have the disease or what have you. There's no doubt in my mind that they're trying to use innovation. I'm telling you, if Biden was in charge, if we had a communist in charge, we would have a far more draconian reaction. They're also looking at this mobility concept, like getting out the vote. And this, there's this initiative trying to drive, or actually open up, drive-through coronavirus testing centers so that you don't have to go and get exposed if you think you might have it. But oh, good news, it's only the flu. But actually, it may not be good news because the flu kills too. We should have been self-quarantining and that concept a long, long time ago, instead of just callously thinking that I can just expose everybody at work. That's unacceptable. That's absolutely unacceptable. It's, you know, if you were a small business owner, you would be decimated if somebody had, and it has happened, where somebody has walked in and knocked out your entire workforce because everybody had the flu, because somebody had to go to work. You need to start covering for people. People need to figure out, and you need to be innovative in allowing people to contribute their hours or to volunteer their time to work, as long as that person is legitimately sick and contagious. You have to understand that even though they could come back to work, you can't let them come back to work too early because they're still infectious. Anyway, last week, Trump also restricted, as I said earlier, travel to and from the U.S. into Europe. European countries such as Austria, Belgium, Czechoslovakia, or the Czech Republic, I should say, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta. I mean, all these European countries. Now, I do not see on this list England, Britain. Interesting. Is Britain not being affected? Why do we still have air traffic, and why are we still allowing Britain, though? Everybody but Britain is on this list. Now, my list may be incorrect. I don't know. But I will say this, that if you start looking at the economic indicators, everything that is out there, and anybody that has, you know, if do you invest, do you actually spend money into the market or commodities or what have you? If you haven't been watching, look at what's been happening to precious metals. As a matter of fact, you really need to, and as you know, before I actually dive into this, I see I've only got a minute left. So let me just kind of go into this one little thought. If you look at the Coravella, it's an Italian, and this is G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News has provided this information. Coravella, a Italian vaccine research and safety advocacy group, warns that the coronavirus vaccines being rushed into the market are unlikely to be subjected to adequate testing for safety or effectiveness. That means there is a high probability that they will not work and will cause greater harm. Coravella press release refers to the Chinese study of the swab test used to detect the coronavirus on asymptomatic cases that reported 80% false positive results. That means 80% of those without symptoms who were confirmed by this test to have the virus were falsely diagnosed. Not mentioned in the press release, and I've said this before, that it takes time to measure results and it takes time to get on top of things. That's why what we need to do is we all need to cooperate and self-quarantine ourselves. If we've been exposed, it doesn't matter. Even look at Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has remained in quarantine. He has not gone out to expose other people because he was exposed. That's what responsible people do. And we need to have laws to enforce responsibility. It's just like your tires on your car. We've got laws to force you to be responsible in that respect. We need to start passing laws to force us to be responsible so that we don't cause harm to others. Anyway, we'll be back into this and we'll get into a little bit more of an economic perspective and this whole effect on our economy. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so getting back to this Corvelva research company and advocacy for health out of Italy, one of the things that J. Edward Griffin kind of editorialized was, not mentioned in the press release is that among the 20% of those who did have the virus, there is no evidence that any of those later developed serious health complications. So in other words, some of the testing was identifying people, hey, you've got this, and you now have some real problems, or all of a sudden, you've got this, and nothing came of it because your immune system... It is very interesting as we start recognizing through science and time what has certain effects, what has certain outcomes. It takes time to measure results. When, you know, what comes to mind, do you remember the movie War of the Worlds? And it was redone with, I think, Tom Cruise. And the outcome of that war, even though the world was being ravaged and almost beaten, the species that was attacking us ended up dying to some small virus that we as a species had already become immune to. And so here you go, right? Now, J. Edward Griffin's next news, and this is more on the, what I'll call the economy. Since the Federal Reserve began its repo loan operations on September 17th, the tally of the Fed's cumulative low interest rate loans to Wall Street trading firms comes to more than $9 trillion. September 17th, not even a year ago, $9 trillion. The Fed loaned $16.1 trillion to Wall Street during the 2008 financial crisis, and it refuses to reveal the amounts given to specific banks, which prevents the public from discovering which ones are the weakest. The Fed's balance sheets of loans and other financial injections into the federal government and banks is back to $4.3 trillion and just $200 billion short of the $4.5 trillion peak it set following the financial crisis of 2008. Now, I just want to make sure that you understand this. The U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, I believe, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but do you remember Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged? And there was a guy by the name of Munch that was, you know, in the administration that was a big, let's just say he was a big advocate for, you know, government, you know, usurping powers and so forth. Anyway, Steve Mnuchin said that the Trump administration will try to remove the Dodd-Frank financial reform legislation of 2010, which blocked the Fed from funneling trillions of dollars to domestic and foreign banks while hiding their names and details from the public. So in other words, the Dodd-Frank was a bad bill, but one of the things that it forced was some transparency. Well, looks like they're going to be getting rid of that again. The Fed has offered Wall Street $1.5 trillion in low-interest loans to prop up the stock market, officially launching its second bailout of Wall Street since 2008. Now, what I wanted to do was I wanted to just take a real quick second. And if you've been watching, if you've been looking at the, you know, the cost of precious metals and so forth, as a matter of fact, go look at the charts. I mean, silver, gold, they're plummeting. Go look at the long-term charts. If you can find a 100-year or a full span of the cost of silver, cost of gold, and those types of things, as precious metals, go look at the dates. You already know when we had downturns. We had a 2000-2001 downturn, right? In 2000, a recession kicked in, and then in 2001, we had 9/11. Look at these downward spikes and trends. What ends up happening during these things is, guess what? Gold and silver follows the trends down, and then at a certain point when people realize that this is a trend, it takes a while for things to shift, but instantly, gold, silver, and those types of things start to go up. People may right now be selling off their holdings of gold and silver to help them, you know, cushion themselves from losing so much. I know people that were planning on retiring because their, you know, life was good. They're looking to retire. And now all of a sudden, they're looking and saying, I may have to work another couple of years until the market fixes itself. That's because their lifestyle is baked into the economy so deeply. Now, it's best not to be so baked into the economies. It's baked into the market, I should say. You're better off, you know, before you retire, during good times, like when things were going up, 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 that would have been a good time to move or to cash out, you know, if you change jobs. And this, I'll tell you this, if you change a job and you go from one job to the next, you have at that point in time the opportunity to, for a one-time basis, take your 401k and move it. You can do whatever you want to do with it. You, as long as you don't receive it, you don't get penalized. You're better off taking that money and moving it into an IRA with certificates paying a guaranteed interest. Now that money is protected. It will never go down. It won't go up dramatically like the market, but I am here to tell you that as the market goes up, and how many times, if you've changed jobs two or three times over the past 10 years or over the past 6 years, two, three times, because that's not uncommon today. And each time you had an opportunity, most people do it at least by 5 years because they require 5-year vesting. And so people want to be able to make that company investment. And bottom line is, if you really look at your contributions into the 401k as well as your company's contributions, you've already doubled. You've already doubled your investment by the company adding to that. So taking that and putting that into a certificate will give you a nest egg that will never go down. It will always go up based on whatever certificates you can roll it over to. You don't have to touch the money, but now it's not susceptible to the to's and fro's of the market, to where you put yourself into a situation where you can't retire. You have no money. And the day that, because it's going to happen, I truly believe all of this market money that is sitting in people's 401ks, because Argentina did this, and when the economy of the world gets so dramatic, the government will come in and seize everyone's 401ks and everybody's, you know, market retirement accounts, because we're talking trillions of dollars, 20, 30, 40 trillions of. As it grows, it is going to be this seizable amount of money that government will not be able to resist taking it from you. Because remember I said, only government can kill as efficient. They're the most efficient in killing. They're the most efficient in taking and using force. So what's it going to take? So start looking at buying precious metals. If you thought you wanted to, now's the time. It may be a bad situation, and if you're in a position that you can take advantage of it, now would be a good time to really consider that. One of the other things that I'd highly recommend is if you start looking at the news. Okay, so I have always said this, and I've never said this on this radio show. If I have, I may have actually said this, and so I'll just repeat it if I did. If you understand stock, you want to buy low and sell high. The best way to buy stock is buying into a company, because there are companies that are too big, and I don't want to use the word to fail where they get bailed out, but that seems to be the case nowadays. But there are companies that are just so big for their britches that when some bad news hits them, they fall. One such company would be Boeing. If you haven't been watching Boeing because of the MAX airplane and all of that, their stock has been taking a huge hit. It's continually going down. It's slowing its rate, but it's coming down, and as the whole market comes down, Boeing might be one of those stocks that you can buy into and double or triple your money, you know, if you get close to that bottom. Nobody knows where the bottom is, but watch these things. Watch these things. I can tell you that when I invested right after the 2000 recession, before the 2008, I pulled all of my money out of the market in 2006, as people were starting to talk about bubbles and everything else, and housing market started actually coming down. I pulled my money out of the market, and I was able to actually buy some really nice things and took the hit on the taxes, but I pulled all my money out. I was able to quadruple, if not, I think, five or six times on some of my investments because they went up that much from my initial investments in like corn downing. And I'm talking about not the fiberglass, but in the fiber optics company. Anyway, we're at a hard break, and we'll get back into some more economic talk about how this coronavirus is going to affect us as we actually see it's affecting us right after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, just on Boeing alone, okay? Just on Boeing alone this week, and this is an older report, but it's just supporting what I'm telling you. The stock fell to a session low, I believe this was Monday, to 135.79, below the 138.72 close on the last trading day before Muhlenberg's appointment as chief executive officer on July. In other words, back in July 2015, when they had a real dip, they've now hit a new low. Now, so 135 a share, just a little above 135 a share as at the time of this article. But is that it? And I'm telling you, it's not. But you'll notice that Boeing and other things are contributing to, because, you know, when bad news hits, bad news travels, bad news moves. So anyway, Boeing shares have gained more than 136% during his tenure. So in other words, from 2015 up, it was able to recover 136% of the time of his tenure. But it abruptly ended on December 23rd. Because of the MAX fiasco. The stock hit an all-time high. Just keep this in mind. The stock of Boeing hit an all-time high, a historical high, March 1st last year for $446. A year ago, March 1st, Boeing stock was $446. Today, it's 130-something. What does that tell you? That tells you that there's buying opportunities. I learned from a friend of mine who's no longer with us, and his father's no longer with us, but he was a good friend of mine. And I was home on leave as a Marine, and I was up at the house, and because I was a friend of the family, so even though he was in the Marine Corps and off doing something else, and I was on leave from the Marine Corps, because I joined the Marine Corps because of this guy.
And so I went in to basically help him, because back in those days, you'd get credit. Somebody joined because of you. You convinced them to join. So I gave this guy credit when I joined because I wanted to get my life in order. I had hit rock bottom personally, spiritually, physically, and so forth. I mean, I needed to change my life, and the Marine Corps did that for me. Anyway, I was home, and his father, you know, was there, and we were kind of... It was the summertime, and we were, you know, having a barbecue and kind of having, you know, I don't want to say a celebration, but just, you know, a party, a small little family party that I was sharing with them. And his father basically commented that in the Seattle tradition, the community culture, they had the seafarer races. And he basically gave me $500. He says, I'll give you $500 on Budweiser winning the seafarer race, these seaplanes, boats that go really fast on the water. Anyway, the story was not that he gave me the $500, but he just wanted to give me money. He says, I'll give you $500 if they win. Shoot, I'll give you $500 if they lose. Here's $500. And then I said, well, you know, you're giving me $500 for nothing, and I can't take that. And he goes, and he sat down, and he says, you don't know this, but I've actually made millions over my last couple of investments of stock over the past, you know, year or so. And I said, oh, well, congratulations. And his name was Grant. Congratulations, Grant. And what he then did is he sat down, and he says, if you ever have the money, and if you ever want to make money in the market, the only way you can really make money in the market is taking advantage of bad news with good stock. And I looked at him and I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, if there's a company out there that's a good company, but they've just had some really bad news. And at that point in time, this was back in the early 80s, late 70s, it was early 80s, DC airplanes, the McDonnell Douglas airplanes, had engine problems. They were falling off, and these things were crashing. And McDonnell Douglas and I think a few airlines, I think it was Delta at the time, so he actually bought in Delta and McDonnell Douglas, and their stocks plummeted. And he bought heavily and made millions of dollars on his investments, because when he bought, and he was bringing his average stock averages down as it was trending down. So he just kept on putting more money in, because he knew that the airline and the air manufacturer, the aircraft manufacturer, would not go under. So what he ended up doing was, when that money started peaking and when it got to a point where he made what he's targeted, he goes, I'm happy with this. And he pulled his money out. And that's how he invested from that point forward. And he basically told me that there are opportunities if you're willing to make money off of good companies' bad news. And there it is, my friends. Boeing is a viable product, but right now, because everything else in this hysteria, I wouldn't doubt that Boeing is going to get under $100. With the way the market and everybody is reacting to more and more draconian measures, shutting downs of business, and how the rest of this ripples, even though Boeing is going to be climbing out of this mess, you got to understand that it doesn't necessarily affect Boeing over the long haul. It just means that their stock is worthless at this point, or not worthless, but it's worth a lot less than it used to be. But it doesn't mean that they're insolvent and going to go out of business. Fact of the matter is, if you start looking and start watching the market when the economy turns like this, especially if you understand trends, precious metals will continue to fall with the market. And then once all of a sudden things hit get close to the rock bottom, that's when precious metals start taking off. And right now, this week, we've been watching precious metals. You should too, if you have money and you want to, you know, because even though we're trying to save the Republic, we have to put food on our table. Some of us have money. Some of us may not have money. We're trying to, you know, make money. We're trying to, you know, do things for the family, educating the kids. I mean, life has so many things that are operating that we're constantly multitasking. one of the things that you need to be cognizant of in your multitasking is what's going on in the economy, and is this an opportunity for me? And I'm going to tell you it is. Now, here's the most important thing, and I wanted to get into this so that we can get into Keith Broder's in our next episode. The Rockefeller Foundation published a report. The Rockefeller, this is G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. The Rockefeller Foundation published a report in May 2010 in cooperation with the Global Business Network of futurologist Peter Schwartz. It was called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. The first scenario, titled Lockstep, describes a world of total government control and authoritarian leadership. It envisions a future where a pandemic would allow national leaders to flex their authority and impose airtight rules and restrictions that would remain after the pandemic faded. The first half of the scenario has already unfolded. Will it continue as predicted? The information on lockstep begins at about the two-thirds point of an article that I am going to be putting up on Red State Talk Radio podcast page. You're going to, and it's, you know, I've got all sorts of good documents there, the Republic or good books to read, but I'm going to be putting this thing up in PDF for you so that, and the link to it if you want to read it. But you need to understand that this all puts the smacks of conspiracy right here on your, in your viewing pleasure. We now recognize that what the Rockefellers and these global elites have been doing, what the World Bank did, as we exposed that last week. What is happening is this is another move to test and see the rigidity of governments and the people's resolves to see if they can push us in this direction. I believe this is an exercise. I don't believe this is the final push. But I do believe that there will be the ratcheting effect, that what Ron Higgins calls the ratcheting effect, where they create a crisis and they ratchet things down. And some of those things will not go away as they're talking about. And that's the intent. That is specifically the intent. So this is why I wanted to cover the purchasing of precious metals, looking at the charts, looking at 100-year histories of these stocks, so you can kind of see where the lows really are and where give points are and so forth. Anyway, if you want to know the cheapest way to buy, you know, precious metals at a wholesale price, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I will introduce you to, literally, there's nobody that I believe will sell cheaper. The only problem is it's wholesale, so you have to buy in a larger quantity. 100 coins of silver, Liberty coins, if that's what, if you want silver Liberty, or if you want gold, I think it's 10. You have to buy a certain amount, and this is how they can get you prices that nobody else can beat. So you may have to spend a little bit more money. So in other words, you have to have more money. If not, you're going to pay a lot more. So once you are interested in entertaining this concept, let me know. Send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And if you want to move forward, I will introduce you to my broker, because one of the ways you can actually help us, because it will not affect your price, but they do have, you know, what they call finder fees or rewards, where they will actually give us a little stipend. And it's really a small stipend. But anyway, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic. And in our next episode, we will have the interview with Keith Broder. God bless. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities,
responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review, so please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty.